I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080.
Got you!
Unbelievable. Every day exciting.
What's your point?
Souke and Rob's passion are always the fashion.
Yeah, you did.
It's not breaking news, dude.
I appreciate the fart medley, Patrick. Thank you. Oftentimes when people fill in for me, they're very nervous about the drops into the club. I liked the farts. It was good.
Big shoes to fill.
You just gotta let them rip. You know, when you're feeling it, don't let it buckle you up inside. Don't be worried about who's out there. Just let it fly, baby. Let those gums a flap.
Now I know everybody who fills in doesn't know where all the drops are, so it's hard to kind of tell a story. But you can just go at it. Oftentimes people will come in and they'll be like, "It's the club." Oh, my thing stopped working. I was going to do drops.
It's the club.
Club
1080.
It's like if you're going to make a mistake
fart.
Full speed.
Right? Yeah, just start going.
Just start going nuts.
Yeah, go for it, man. Again, let it rip.
When do you ever use the grand finale?
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
That's the special if we're talking about somebody having bathroom issues. That's a special drop.
Gotcha. Because I was looking at it, I was like, 56 seconds. Can I time this to end when it ends? And I opted not to.
That is one of the more disgusting drops that we have.
Yeah, you got to really be careful with
that. It's very visceral.
That's a less is more sort of thing, you know?
If you remember on Hot Corner, we've got the you making the tongue noise. Yeah, that one actually makes me shiver every time I hear it. That's similar to Grand Finale. It's a lot of like... Oh, I remember moments like that where I'm sitting on the toilet. It's not fun.
The Jackson one makes me uncomfortable. It really does.
A little hot milk and some cookies.
What's the Jackson one?
Jackson one.
If my page was working, I could do it.
He's talking about like bringing little kids into his bedroom and they're having hot milk and
hot milk. You know, we have little cookies.
Whether he did that or not, he's the creepiest man.
Well, it's kind of off the chain.
He was. And I get that he made Thriller, and I enjoy Michael Jackson's music as much as the next guy. The level of creepiness that he rose to, though, it is amazing what you can get away with if you're a celebrity. Like, the whole Trump thing, like, I was on her like a bitch, and, you know, you grab them, and they don't even mind because you're a celebrity. Nothing better personifies that than the fact that Michael Jackson was the creepiest man on the planet, and parents were lining up to send their kids to hang out with him. I still can't fully process that. I watched that, and again, those two kids that they made the documentary about, they're not kids anymore, they're adults. And some people have debunked their stories. Other people say you got to believe victims. I'm not sure where to land on those two. But the fact that their parent, like watching that, the thing that I took away from it was not guilt or innocence. It was more so that the parents, Michael Jackson was like, "Hey, can I take your 7-year-old around the world on my airplane despite the fact that I've been accused multiple times of being a pedophile and I'm going to have him sleep in my bed?" And they're like, "Yeah, Michael, have at it." I can't, as a parent or as a human being, process that sort of information. We really, when it comes to fame and money, we have blinders on that I can't fathom what that must be like to be so awestruck, where you're just like, oh yeah, here, whatever.
What did you do?
Hey, you're the creepiest dude on the planet, and everyone thinks that you molest
your
children.
Songs.
Yeah, but you made Thriller, and you got a carousel in your backyard. So here's my kid, unattended. Like, that one kid was being flown around the world with him, literally, like flown around the world and staying in the same hotel room. Nothing raised a warning flag. At no point, like I mean, I love Eddie Vedder, right? At Pearl Jam, big Eddie Vedder fan. But if Eddie Vedder was like, hey, can I take your 9-year-old son on tour with me? I'd be like, why exactly do you want my 9-year-old to come with you? Oh, just to hang out. Like as a, I don't know, like some sort of cheer. No, I think he'd be great to hang out with. And yeah, he's going to sleep in my bedroom. Yeah, no, Ed, I'm good on that one, man. Does he get his own room? No, he's going to be in my room. Like a double bed situation? No, one bed.
Do you need me to come to watch him while you're on stage?
No.
You're gonna
no.
break up the toys and the no. and the fantasy of it all.
Like what? And yet
you don't have any imagination.
And yet these parents all the time were just like, yeah. So let me just say this for the record: if any adult wants to spend a lot of, we were talking about this yesterday with like the Boy Scout thing or like church or anything. If there is an adult that wants to spend let's just say a lot. I was going to say unusual, but what's usual? A lot of time with your child for seemingly no real reason, please ask some questions. Maybe that guy or gal has good intentions. Maybe they actually want to, you know, to help your kid. Maybe they see something in that child, like some promise. But ask some questions. Just ask. Well, hey, if I just came up to you and was like, hey, can I go camping with your kid? Ask. Why? Why is it that you want to go camping with my child? I find that a little unusual. But we never want to ask these questions because we don't want to offend someone.
Although I do think we are asking those questions more now. People are way more aware of these kind of things. I think so. I hope so.
I don't know, man.
I mean, we're all more aware of the creepy stuff than our parents ever used to be, right? We see the stories. We know the internet's around.
And yet they still go on. All the time. These stories happen like nonstop.
Yeah, but you also, I mean, some of that's probably the you only hear the bad news kind of thing. Like, what percentage of kids and people is that?
Well,
so
I know
of course they still happen, but I think it's happening at a much smaller percentage because people are way more aware. That's all.
Either
that's
that
all I'm saying.
We just haven't busted the organizations yet.
I suppose. All right. Well, look. You know, if it's me hosting, there's going to be food in the club, almost guaranteed. But this was the big story.
Is it going to be hot milk and cookies?
It's not hot milk and cookies. It's shame.
You're going to brag about your fancy dinners again?
It's shame, syrup, and butter. Did you see the Waffle House story from yesterday?
Yeah.
We're talking about the Waffle House story.
I'm intrigued by this because I don't know where I would land on this. I don't know how many.
That's next. Waffle House, how long and how many? This is the club on 1080 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fan text line.
Anything gets me excited.
Now, one number does it all for texting, call-ins, and contests. Text The Fan at 503-250-1080 to go one-on-one with fan hosts about today's hot topics.
That was like the magic number.
One number does it all. Save us on your contacts at 503-250-1080. Go one-on-one with Portland's sports leader, 1080.
Watchdogs over the Metropolitan.
The Fan.
Now, here's a quick look at
The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
Now, about a year ago to this day, it was somewhere around this time last year, yours truly, not OJ Simpson, but me, decided to open my big mouth on Twitter on a viral image about McDonald's and a challenge.
Yeah, the Mickey D's challenge.
Yeah, it was like, could you do this in 2 hours for $10,000? And I made some sort of snarky tweet like 2 hours. So Jason Sukanik, being Jason Sukanik, decided one day to bring some lunch in for me. Very kindly of him. And wanted me, just was like, Mike, you always bring in your lunch from home. Let me buy you some lunch today. And what he did is he bought me the entirety of that McDonald's challenge.
I think we had the hot corner after that, too.
Did we? Was it a Wednesday?
I think it was a Wednesday. That's always a Wednesday.
That's painful. It was 3 double quarter pounders with cheese, one single quarter pounder with cheese, 4 sodas, a 20-piece chicken McNugget, and
two large fries.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at it here. Yeah.
And we on the air did said challenge, or I on the air did said challenge. I succeeded in the challenge. It took me 90 minutes to do, and I felt absolutely horrifically bad.
I think anyone would feel horrifically bad.
Well, to the point where, and I've said this before, I don't know if I said it on primetime, I literally stained my sheets with how terrible my sweat was. my sweat that
it's
night
so gross.
Turned my bed sheets orange.
Ugh, that's so gross.
There's still orange smudges on them from where I slept on it.
You didn't just throw them away and buy new ones?
No, because they're still good sheets. They just got discolored. Ugh. I put them through the wash.
That's what she said.
It's so bad.
So that's what that was. And I saw this come across my timeline on Twitter yesterday.
Didn't we look it up? Wasn't it like 9,000 calories or something that you consumed?
It was, I don't think it was quite as much as that, but it was like double my daily value. I think it was like 7,000 or like 6,000, something like that. So I came across this. I think a lot of people did yesterday on Twitter. It was kind of going around at night.
Yeah, the fantasy football thing.
Yeah, so this guy's name is Lee Sanderlin, and he was in a fantasy football league where when you lost or came in last, the punishment was you had to spend 24 hours at a Waffle House and straight. Yeah. And every single waffle that you ate would shave an hour off of your stay there. And
I do enjoy the people that come up like, I don't play fantasy football. I just don't. That's never been an appeal to me at all. But I do enjoy when people come up with these sorts of things. And a lot of these guys have like tattoos.
Yep.
Like it blows me away that people are, at least this is just, you know, you hang out at a Waffle House, but man, some of the punishments for losing for like the last place finisher, they're fairly extreme.
So he was doing a whole live tweeting thing. He had a whole thread going of his evening there. And he wound up being there for 15 hours because in 15 hours, he ate 9 waffles. Now, the thing you have to think about here is this is not your normal Eggo waffle.
No.
These waffles at Waffle House, I've never been to a Waffle House.
I've been to a Waffle House.
Many times.
Yeah.
They are the size of a dinner plate.
And they're thick. I mean, it's
not
thick.
The Waffle House I went to. I went to a Waffle House in North Carolina, and they were like thinner than Eggos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Interesting.
Oh. Yeah, the Waffle House.
The ones he was eating looked about the same as Eggos in terms of like thickness to me.
This is a big, it's a big ass waffle.
But it is the size in diameter of a dinner plate. So he had 9 of those waffles. Now, we looked it up. Each waffle is 410 calories without syrup and butter. With syrup and butter, say 600-ish calories, 700 calories, right? Yeah. So he had 9 of those, which means he had in 15 hours somewhere between 5,000 to 7,000 calories. And he said he was live tweeting it the entire time, talking about how terrible he felt. He actually went and puked in the bushes outside and then went back into the Waffle House. Do you think you could do this?
Get through 9?
Or like how many waffles do you think you could eat to shave the time off? Because 15 hours in a Waffle House sounds brutal. You're just sitting in like a...
Yeah, sitting in a booth or whatever.
Well, yeah, really just a chair.
And
yeah.
They said the Waffle House people were pretty cool. He told them what he was doing.
Do they serve alcohol?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
It's been years since I've been to a Waffle House, but I don't think they do.
He left at 7 a.m., by the way.
Yeah.
So he stayed overnight.
And they are. They are 24-7. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. You can go to a Waffle House at 2 in the afternoon, nobody there. 2 in the morning, packed. Although, not that I would know this, but... Down south, a lot of times if you go to a Waffle House 2:30 in the morning when maybe certain establishments are letting out, you get some talent rolling into a Waffle House. 100%, yeah.
Are they open to be hit on or are they just there to look?
I'm just saying, you can get some interesting folks that come wandering in because look, a lot of times when you see the Waffle House, look, there could be a From Dusk Till Dawn situation happening right next door to it. 9 waffles? I honestly don't know. How many I could eat. Like my daughter likes to cook. And so she does breakfast and we have a waffle maker, but they're not the size of a plate.
Yeah.
They're significantly smaller than that.
The waffle makers are all the same size, right? Well, I guess I shouldn't say all, but common kitchen waffle
it's
maker.
It's a standard little circle waffle.
Yeah.
So I would say it's maybe, I don't know, 30% smaller than one of these. And, I eat 2. Normally, and then you have a little, like I'll have some bacon or something with it, and then I'm done, and I'm pretty full. If I just was going waffles, I honestly think I'd probably eat 3 and then start to feel like crap. Like I'm sure I could choke down a couple more.
He ate 9.
I honestly think I would just sit at the Waffle House. I would probably take something to get me comfortably numb before going into said Waffle House. Or like drink a bottle of NyQuil and just try to pass out.
You know, 9 and 13 hours isn't that bad if you think about
15
it.
Hours,
15 yeah. hours, excuse me. 9 and 15 hours isn't that bad if you think about it. You have one and then you hang around for like an hour, have another one,
but
hour.
But after a couple, you feel like death.
Yeah, and I'm guessing he probably ate a bunch at the beginning and then probably had to take... You're probably not spacing. And if you're spacing, that's the problem is you're going to get full.
Yeah.
Like one waffle would fill you up. So if you eat a waffle, that's going to fill you up. I think probably the strategy would be to just try to hammer a couple down as many as you can until you felt sick and then maybe try to go to relieve yourself and then wait a little bit and then try to hammer down a couple more.
I think the problem that we all fall into in these kind of things is you start off with all this like bravado and gumption and you're like, I'm going to eat.
Yes.
Like 3 waffles off the bat.
Eyes bigger than the stomach.
And I'm going to shave off those 3 hours immediately, and then I'm going to work my way through after that. And if you eat 3 waffles in the first hour, you're cooked because you just ate 1,200 calories with syrup and bread and the things that are expanding in your stomach in an hour. The faster you go in the beginning is a huge mistake. It's almost like you should go get yourself hungry. Like, be there for a couple hours without eating a waffle. And then, like, get yourself hungry enough so that where one happens and then you take a break, you're still hungry. And then you can maybe do it that way. I think I could probably get up to, like, 5 or 6 and then I might be done.
I'll say this. I don't think we appreciate what a bad feeling overeating is. Like, because we all have overindulged on whatever, say, Thanksgiving, or, you eat too much pizza, or,
almost like a rite of passage on Thanksgiving to feel like 9 million pounds.
It happens. But when you really do eat way too much, I don't know about you. That feeling is like top 5 worst feelings for me. Like, I think I would rather, there's that feeling like when you're sick and you're tired and you're sweaty and like you got the flu a little bit. I think I'd rather have that. Like, if you told me I had to like feel the way I did when I've eaten way, way too much for like 3 hours, you feel like that versus, just when your body feels achy. I think I'd rather just have that achy feeling. I hate that overindulgent feeling. And every time it happens, I lay there on the couch and I'm like, why? Like, why did I do that? And I've gotten better about pacing it out, but... And that's just from kind of regular overeating, like a food challenge. No, I honestly think I'd stop. But like, I know myself now and I hate that feeling. I'll bet you I'd get to 4 and be like, I'll just sit here.
I'll just sit here for 20 more hours.
What am I got to do? Right. Can I bring it like a phone or whatever?
Yeah, he said he had some podcasts he was listening to and doing a crossword puzzle.
That's fine. I'm going to play some Sudoku or whatever.
The rule was you could also like go sit in the parking lot for a while. So you could get a change of scenery. You know, you just got to stay within the grounds of the Waffle House.
Yeah, I'm just hanging out at the Waffle House. I don't think I'm trying to shave that. I'm not shaving 9 hours off my time.
The text says you would definitely want to eat some edibles before starting. Yeah, that would help.
Yeah, there you go.
That would help.
Yeah,
quite a bit.
You get yourself in a state of being comfortably numb and, you know, have at it.
I don't get it. Like, the thought of just getting super ripped before you go in, then after you're full, then you're just stoned sitting around. Like, people think that just because you get ripped means you have this bottomless pit. And for some of us, myself, it's not that way. Half the time, I'm not hungry.
Well,
That doesn't happen.
That does not happen to me either.
There's gonna be some food consumed.
The amount of times I've had food and then have been like, I'd be full. No, I'm fine. I mean, I am, but I'm fine.
That's why, like, is that movie Seven? All of those are terrible. I kind of feel like the gluttony one is the worst. What was it? I think it was spaghetti, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
like
I think
pasta.
So.
And they strapped that dude to the chair and the table, and his stomach burst.
Yep.
Like, he just kept eating, and, like, there's a gun to your head, and it's like, if you stop, I'm...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Going to shoot. Just shoot me in the head. Just end it right now.
Because it's
going to
end either way.
It's going to end either way. So just, like, there's no way I don't. At that point, it's like, I'm not walking out of here. I'm not like you're going to magically be like, you know what? You did a great job. Get up and leave. No. No.
Is there something that you could, if it was a 24-hour window, what food that would still be challenging would you be able to eat a ton of to shave your time off? That's next. First, Patrick of Sports.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
What specific food could you eat so much of and still be some semblance of okay? And shave time off a 24-hour window that you're sitting in one place.
Ooh.
Because we're doing this story based on the guy lost fantasy football league or was in last. I mean, had to sit at Waffle House for 24 hours. Each waffle that was the size of a plate he ate shaved an hour off of his time.
Just know, like, I can eat a lot of Chinese food. Like, that's when I overeat to where I feel like I'm going to die. It's usually Chinese food.
The salt makes you extra bloated too.
Because I can just keep putting it away. And then once I realize, like, that once I'm done and I finish it, like, there's the super shady panda fighting place. Like, I'll order one of those combo meals. No human should eat that much food. It's way too much. And I'll find myself eating it. And then I'll look down and there'll be like hardly any left. And I'm like, oh my God. And then, like, 20 minutes later, I'm like, and I'm going to die. Like, I need, like, a heart stent. So that, and I can eat a lot of wings. Like, whenever someone goes and picks up an order from Wingstop or whatever, I have to be conscious of it because I can house those things.
Yeah, the wings are pretty easy. I mean, how many wings would it be an hour, though? Like, six?
I don't know. It's like an order of wings is, like, what people are, like, eight wings or whatever. And I look at that, I'm like, eight?
Yeah, give me,
like,
20.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? Like, this doesn't even start till we get to 15. Let's go.
I could take a shot at tacos.
Yeah?
I like tacos a lot. I could take a shot at tacos.
How many tacos to shave off an hour? Two? Two tacos per hour?
Yeah,
I could. Oh, you got to be more than that. Like, how big? Like tacos?
You have to remember,
like,
I
can't. Like, street tacos?
Yeah. I can't eat a lot. So I have, like, I don't have a huge appetite. So I have to keep that in mind.
Well, but I'm just talking generally speaking.
But that's what I would take a shot at.
I think for me, this is super, super specific.
Or beers. I'll keep going on that.
Yeah, that would be good for
like
you,
if you gave me like just a pack of like Coors Light or something, because I did that at the Indy 500. That was over the span of, I mean, that's a long event. Mm-hmm. So we were there for probably, let's say 4 or 5 hours, maybe six by the time you actually got in the stadium. That was probably 30, you know, but like Coors Light is, I mean,
it's water.
It's like drinking water, but I went through 30 and
green
it was
apple water.
And I wasn't like, you know, I certainly wasn't okay to drive, but I wasn't throwing up or like falling down or whatever.
I think for me, it's very specific, but you know, those little mini pigs in blanket.
Sure.
I could eat so many of those. Like, I've had those when we go to
little smokies.
Super Bowl parties or whatever, the little wrapped ones, and you dip it in some ketchup or mustard or ranch or whatever you want. I feel like I could eat like 50 of those without even stopping.
Yeah.
Like they're so small and poppable and they're so tasty. I think that for me would be one that if you gave me like every 10 of those that I eat or 15 of those that I eat, I could shave off an hour. I would eat so many of those. Or, you know, obviously, I'm Beefsteak Mike.
Yeah.
What did I have? I was like 80 beefsteaks, little mini beefsteaks.
Horrifying. Yeah, my brother's wife for Christmas makes like bacon-wrapped dates. And I don't eat bacon-wrapped dates any other time of the year, but she makes them. And I'll say I probably go through 15 of those just kind of sitting there. And then I'm like, God, I should really stop because I just keep going.
The toothpick in the little smoky dish. Yeah. That, oh man.
Yeah, you just go.
You just go.
Yeah, you're just housing them. But street tacos, I'm with you on that. I could put away an ungodly amount of street tacos because when you go to those places.
They're like two bites, right?
Yeah. Like we were down in Mexico. We were down in Mexico a handful of months back. And, you know, you can go to like, you know, just like a. Like one of the roadside little bars there, and I'm like outside of the tourist areas. We were in a non-touristy place, and they're doing street tacos there, and it's like 65 cents, like US dollars. Yeah, it's dangerous. Like you take out a 20 and you're just like, let's go. And you just are shoving them right in your fat gullet.
It's like White Castle sliders. You could do, they used to have like those Crave cases where you would have like 20 of them. Yeah, you could eat those so fast. Well, those are like, if you take big bites, those are two bites.
We had this conversation earlier. So there's a place right down here. It's like Fit Foods, right down the road from us here on McAdam. Shout out to those guys. They get good food. But it's like for like meal preppers, right? It's like, you know, if you're like, you won't shut up about CrossFit or something, you know, it's one of those, right? And they have like keto options but they're just little pre-packaged meals, and they've got your macros on there. It tells you how many carbs, fat, you know, whatever. And they got a pretty good selection, and it's like $6 or $7, right, for one of these meals. And so a lot of times, like after like working out, I'll come right from the gym to the office, and you just go in there. It's an easy way to grab it, and you're amazed at how little you really need in order to be full, because that stuff is all perfectly portioned out. They're like, you know, 500 to 600 calories for like one of their bigger meals. And it's all healthy, fresh food. And I eat one of those and you drink a glass of water and you're fine. It's not like I eat one of those and I'm like, oh my God, I need more food. But when you actually sit down and like you microwave it or whatever, it's shocking of how little it is. Like today it was like a little like maybe a fistful of sweet potatoes, like kind of mashed up, like 10 pieces of asparagus and probably 3 or 4 little slices of steak, and I ate it and I was perfectly fine. But if I went out and you put that on my plate, I'd be like, what the hell is this?
This is like one.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Third of what I wanted.
This is an... I demand 7 of these.
They say when your stomach is full, it takes 15 minutes for your stomach to relay to your brain that you are full.
Yeah.
So in those 15 minutes, you continue to eat, and that's why you feel like garbage.
You want to know a big reason why I'm bigger? My dad's rule was eat as much as you can before you get full in 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's It's just embarrassing when you sit down and look at what a properly portioned meal is, and then you look at what my fat ass eats on a nightly basis.
All right, we got to go. John's next. This is The Fan.
If you've got time for just one source on the Trailblazers and the NBA, make it this one.
They can't defend. They can't play at a championship level.
Thursdays at 5:15, join Isaac and Souk with Trailblazers beat man Jason Quick for the Blazer Fan Insider. Brought to you by the Oregon Lottery Scoreboard app. Download it today and turn on notifications to get special offers and up-to-date in-game action. The Blazer Fan Insider with Jason Quick. Thursdays with Isaac and Souk on 1080.
Yeah!
The Fan.
Shopping for auto insurance?
Conditions apply.
Every morning at the mine, you can see him arrive. This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080, The Fan.
Everybody knew you didn't. Hi, John. I'm as bad as Rob at clock management. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's pizza for me. I'd be out of there by lunchtime with pizza.
And is that a slice per hour? Is that what it would be, or is it like two slices?
If you gave me a slice per hour, I'd hammer that real quick.
Yeah, it's got to be at least two slices.
Yeah, I think
on what kind of pizza. Like Domino's is pretty small.
Yeah, that's
if you
true.
Gave me two Domino's slices for an hour, and I started after work, if I started at first pitch, two slices an hour, I'd be out of there by the seventh inning stretch.
What about for bigger pizza then? What about for like a Bellagio slice or something like that? Two slices.
Again, pizza, for whatever reason, and I agree with you, everybody has one food. For like if I'm eating hot dogs, like one and a half and I'm ready to throw up. But pizza, it's just I could do pizza without missing a beat. That's my food for whatever reason.
Well, there you go. Thank you, John. We'll talk to you next week. Love you.
See you guys.
Well, thanks for listening to everybody. If you missed any of it, you can find it on the Les Schwab Tires podcast on 1080thefan.com and on the Odyssey app. Souk and I will be back on Monday, but Souk's host and I'll be in the producer chair, and then Rob's back Tuesday. Have a very good rest of your weekend.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
Trifecation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.